Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Before we begin another great episode of Soul of an Empath, let's take a moment to hear from one of our amazing sponsors, Ariana Rollins. By the way, she was a guest on episode number 13, Turning Your Bad Day into a Good One with Healing the Unconscious Mind, and she led us through a fantastic guided meditation. So now, let's hear from Ariana.
Is the fear and negativity of the media causing you to lose hope and focus? Do you doubt you can create what you want? This is Ariana Rollins with Higher True Self Life Change Training. I'd love to invite you to a personal breakthrough session. Together, we will identify your key unconscious blocker that stands in the way of you manifesting what you want. Learn how to liberate yourself from limitations. Create a clear future that fills you with certainty and excitement. And together, we'll design a customized manifesting blueprint just for you. You'll be able to use this three-step process again and again to manifest any desire. I would love to be your manifesting breakthrough facilitator. Since 2005, I've taught thousands of people how to get what they want by working directly with their higher true self and their unconscious mind. My special skills are guiding you to get unstuck and be unstoppable so you can move boldly into your future, trusting and knowing you're taking the right action at just the right time. Get what you want in a way that becomes natural and easy, and be free of the ego's negative mind chatter so you can feel peaceful even when life doesn't go your way. All this is just $77 for a limited time. Take advantage of it. Go to www.succeed.highertrueself.com/breakthrough. I look forward to supporting you in your personal breakthrough. Go there now, www.succeed.highertrueself.com/breakthrough.
You'll love working with Ariana. Now on to the show. Welcome to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. My guest today is Kelly Kalin. I'm excited to share about her and also experience one of her kinesthetic body awareness exercises that we're going to do a bit later in the conversation. And she's got a yummy gift about energy management visualization. And man, I've been feeling a bit tired and sluggish. So I look forward to learning more about that momentarily. So Kelly is a certified life, spiritual, and energetic coach serving people in major life transitions, often working with those dealing with loneliness, grief, and shock. Shock of losing a loved one to suicide. She is a suicide loss survivor herself. And she powerfully supports her clients through new levels of awareness, love, and spirituality. Thank you, Kelly, for coming on today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know we want to talk about connection, like that's fresh on your mind. I think that is fantastic. And one of the ways that I feel connection is when I feel love. So what does it mean to live a life of not love? And given the state of the world, I think that that could be a pretty powerful question right now.
Yeah, it's a great question. And it also, I think we're seeing what not love looks like. I think we're getting a great example of the world, especially the split in politics and such right now. Families breaking up, friendships breaking up over all of, you know, over politics, really seriously over politics. And so I think that when we take a look at something like that, for me, I was just like, I'm wondering why so many people are breaking up. And then I just step back into a place of love and I can see exactly why. One of the things that we have been missing from our lives for a long time, and we are trained out of it, we are conditioned out of it, is to really love ourselves. And in order to really love ourselves, we must be in a deep connection with the person that is in this body. And so many people, we live from our neck up. That's, you know, kind of trained to do that. We don't pay much attention to our body except for how it looks to other people. And so what I'm encouraging is people to really step back and step back into their body and get to know themselves very well, get that connection back so that they can love themselves and then they can give that love to others. Right now, what we're seeing is people giving what they have for themselves to others. And it's just crushing, because you can't give anger if you don't have anger in you. You can't give hate if you don't have hate for yourself first. You just can't. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. It's like a, you know, trying to get an apple to give orange juice. Not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so if you are wondering what's inside you, just listen to what's coming out of you. Mm. And if you're, I don't care if you're typing, I don't care if you're talking, I don't care if it's the actions that you're taking. If you'll pay attention to that, you'll know exactly where you stand with yourself. And so that's what not love, what love and not love look like.
So Kelly, when we don't experience love, sometimes we close ourselves off, like especially if we've experienced pain or grief or loss, like what you have in your life, and we all have to a certain degree. How do you recommend that we like reawaken those parts of us that we've closed off?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways. I think it helps to know that we come into this world very wide open and expanded. And as we grow, we start pulling in our energy and we pull it in and we pull it in and we pull it in. And a lot of people are going around right now where their energy is so tight and so pulled in, they're walking around like this, which is actually really painful.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my work is to start, you know, putting in something in here that starts loosening this, because we can get so tight and we are really, really adamant about who we are and the way we are. And so pulling that apart can be, well, distressing. It can be distressing for people, and it creates change in your life because life comes from the inside out, not the outside in. And so the idea is to part of it is learning about your body and learning what your body is saying to you, and our exercise later will help a lot with that. But the other part is knowing that we actually really constrict our energy. People say we block it. And if you look at it's like a column, it's like a straw, a big straw. And if you pinch this straw, yeah. That's basically what we're doing, because we're this column of energy or columns of energy. And so that's what we're actually doing. And so it's actually what you do to open back up is to relax. And so meditation works beautifully. Visualizations work beautifully. So all of those types of things, anything that gets you to become more aware of your body and what you are doing with yourself inside, then you'll be able to open back up you start opening back up. It takes a little bit because it's usually decades of holding it in, but you'll start opening back up. And it's a journey. It's not I do a couple of things and I'm back open and wide. It's not like that. This is a lifelong journey.
It's like a daily practice, you know, because every time that there's fear triggers, I mean, that the natural knee-jerk response to protect ourselves is to clench down, to collapse, to tighten. But, you know, and definitely with everything that's been happening in the world, I see that as such a big problem. with so many of my clients. There's just this underlying fear and anxiety and tension that is affecting their health and affecting their finances and affecting their ability to have healthy, loving partnerships because there's no flow, you know, or little flow, I should say, you know. So I think what you just said is super important.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And it's very indicative of people not knowing who they are. Because even though, I mean, it's not to say I don't go into fear. It's not to say that at all. I definitely go into fear. And just like everybody else, I've had my moments for sure. The idea is to not stick there. The yes. idea is to release that and step back into my heart, step back into my belly and back into my body as a whole. So yeah, it's absolutely a huge issue right now.
Thank you. And how do we better connect with our self? I think when I say self, like it's a capital S, like my soul self, my higher self. And so how do you recommend that we can better connect with ourself, better connect with God and the divine? What are your tools?
Well, I think probably the best tool is meditation, simply because you're not going to connect with the divine if you don't have connection within yourself. It's like your radio frequency is all over the place, and it can't come in and tap into one place. And so that your connection on this side, not God's connection, our connection on this side gets scrambled, garbled, mm-hmm. Blocked, squeezed off, any number of things. And so the first thing we've got to do is to stabilize that, is I guess the best word for it, is to kind of stabilize that connection. And how we do that is get to know ourselves. And you can't get to know yourself if you don't go inside, if you don't take the time. And meditation, you're going to be meditating one way or another. I think, you know, meditation or visualization is going inside. And so that's really the piece. And once you start meditating, once you start getting to know yourself, you can't help but like check in with you throughout the day. It just kind of gets to be part of it. Oh, I wonder what that chakra feels like right now, or something like that, or what that energy feels like right now. You know, I just got really angry. Where's that coming from? And you step back into yourself. Mm-hmm. And so really getting to know you is the first step. And then once you know you, I think a byproduct of knowing you and loving yourself is that connection with God. I think you just end up stabilizing that connection because it's a normal part of who we are.
To me, it's being able to awaken that divine within ourselves as we're self-exploring, right? Mm-hmm. And what would you say about the people who are just feeling so afraid or overwhelmed or full of pain or sadness because of stuff that's happening in the world right now? Like, what kind of words of encouragement can you offer so that they'll feel more brave, more courageous to do this inner work?
That's a good question. You know, it takes a lot. We have a tendency to think that when we start doing this inner work, we're going to find some wretch, some horrible person in there. And that's just not true. What you find is you, and you find that you are love. And so opening that piece back up is really where we're going. It's the piece that we need to step into for ourselves in dealing with everything that's going on right now and in life in general. I mean, we were doing it before. It's just very heightened at the moment. We were doing it before. And when you take the time to get to know your inner being, you can pull that love into yourself. You will bring it up for you. You generate it. We generate love. And we can also tap into the love of the divine. It's going to take a desire, it's intention, and the effort to take time to sit with yourself and not be running around trying to do 50 million things and never sitting down and being quiet with just you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do that. I mean, I have a very, very good friend. She runs almost 24/7, sleeps with the television on, the news, and sleeps with the television on. And she, you know, she's up and she's running the moment she's up. She never sits down and just sits with herself.
And sit long enough to actually get past the discomfort, past the monkey mind, past the negative self-talk, past the, you know, chatter, to get to that still, peaceful, loving, joy-filled, divine space and connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that helped me a lot is to use guided visualizations or meditations. Mm-hmm. It's hard enough for me to like just align and stay focused on that, as opposed to like sitting with myself. Well, my mind will just go off.
Mm-hmm.
At least I have something to kind of to attach to when I'm in a guided visualization. So I recommend that as well.
Are you willing to offer us a guided experience right now?
I would love to give you an experience right now.
Thank you. Can you give us a little context and then lead us through it?
Sure. We're going to take a few deep breaths and we're going to go into our body and take a look there at wherever you're uncomfortable. And we tend to hold that in specific places in our body. And we're going to go in, we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to explore that discomfort in a little more depth than you're probably used to doing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, and safety note, for those of you who are listening, please don't do this while you're driving or operating heavy machinery. Please pause. Pull over to the side of the road and just participate in this for a few minutes. It'll be well worth the effort. This way you can go deep and feel that release and healing and beautiful experience.
Yes, please don't do it while you're driving. I am going to ask you to close your eyes. So if you're ready, we can start with closing our eyes, and we're going to take three deep cleansing breaths. So take it in, take a full breath, and release it. Take your next breath and make sure you expand the bottom of your belly, not just your chest, the whole expression of where we can take breath in, and let it out. And one more to just really sink in the relaxation in and out. And just keep focused on your breath in deeply, slow, and full while we do this exercise. I want you to focus right now on where in your body you feel some discomfort. Ask you to focus somewhere in your chest or your solar plexus or your stomach. We're all holding a lot of fear and upset right now. And so where do you feel that discomfort? Now go inside and look at that a little closer. What does this discomfort look like? Is it big? Is it small? Thick or thin? Does it have a shape? Maybe it's a triangle or a square or a circle or just a big blob. Look all around it. Check it out and make sure you know what that shape really is. Look on the top of it, on the bottom of it, all around the sides. Does it have a color? Note that color. And if you were to touch it, would it be like a cloud? Would it be liquidy? Solid? Would it be more like molasses and tar? Sand? Mud? What is the texture of it? And is it heavy? Is it light? How dense is it? When you feel like you've got a really good hold on what this looks like, ask it if it needs something. It might need something from you, and it might have something to tell you. If it needs something, can you give it what it needs? If it has something to tell you, listen. And take a moment. Connect with it. Thank it for whatever it gave you, or thank it for just being there, and ask it if it can leave now. If it's yes, say thank you, time for you to leave. If it's no, ask if it needs something else or if it has something more to tell you. Again, give it what it needs, or listen to it, and thank it. And ask it if it can leave now. If it can, send it on its way with gratitude. And if no, then keep asking it what it needs, or if it has something to tell you, until it's ready to go. Or until you have done all that you can do at this time with it. And when you're ready, thank it and say goodbye. And now I'm going to ask you to come back to me in 5. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your nose. 4. Use your wrists and just kind of wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your wrists. 3. And 2. And open your eyes. And 1. And welcome back. How was that for you?
Loved it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I do this type of thing a lot for my clients, and I don't always do it enough for myself. So it was so nice to just receive it, you know, and play with it and see what was there for me. And yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a great way to deal with any discomfort you find in your body at any time. Mm-hmm. If we have a moment, I have a little story about this. Had a client come to me one time, and she had stopped by Dunkin' Donuts. And apparently, she had picked up something, some energy there. And she came in, and she was just like, rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, you know, I had texted with her earlier, and I knew she had been in a pretty good mood. I'm like, what happened? And we traced it back, and we said, oh, she went into the Dunkin' Donuts, and when she came out, she wasn't feeling as good, and she was kind of crabby and all this other stuff. So we did this. And fun thing was, is it was a blob. It was named Harry. And this blob wanted to go to the Caribbean.
Interesting.
And yeah, it was the funniest thing. I mean, I had to bite my tongue not to laugh, honestly. It was one of the funniest things I've ever had expressed to me, because I mean, I have a picture of it too in my head because it had, it needed, you know, the Hawaiian shirt and the little, the drink with the little umbrella. In it. We had to pack its bag. So it had a suitcase, a little brown suitcase. And then its travel mode to get to the Caribbean was slingshot.
Oh, we had so
much fun with him. Yes, we had a lot of fun with Harry. And Harry, to this day, as far as we both know, is in the Caribbean enjoying his little umbrella drink and Hawaiian shirts.
Nice, nice.
So, yeah, you never know what you're going to come up with. I mean, if it's personified, that's great. You can play with it. You can have a lot of fun with it. We had a great conversation with Harry. And Harry was very, very happy to be going to the Caribbean. So off he went. It was just some energy she picked up. And we don't know if it was somebody who really wanted to go on vacation but couldn't or was ready to go. And it wasn't quite the time or what. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. So this can be fun. It doesn't have to be super duper serious.
Mm-hmm.
So this can be a lot of fun to do. And like I said, you never know what you're going to come up with. Some of these have a lot of personality.
Mm-hmm. And I bet going in and doing this work will also help with our overall energy levels and being able to better connect with ourselves, connect with others, connect Absolutely. With the divine, because those blocks aren't there anymore.
And just so you know, the blocks, with that constriction,
mm-hmm.
takes a lot of our energy. It actually helps us grow old. And so, anything we can do to relax that constriction will actually help. The relaxation is palpable and often a lot more permanent because we are opening back up to our wide, our big energy.
Mm. And why do you think that some people don't want to connect or don't give themselves permission to live a life of love?
Oh, wow. There can be all kinds of reasons for that. I talk to people all the time that's like, I don't want to go inside. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. Or I just want to stay in my wallow. A lot of people want to just stay where they're at. I don't know if change scares them. It's kind of funny to me because change is like the one constant in this world. We're going to change. Change is going to happen. I don't know if it's because they're scared of change or if, you know, that wretch inside. See, that's a hard one. It's hard to go inside the first few times. We really do think we're going to find something horrible in there, a lot of people. And that's been expressed to me over and over and over. I'm scared of what I'm going to find. And I just want to tell you, you're not going to find some wretch. There's not a wretch in there. You are a divine being. You are a child of God or infinite intelligence or whatever you want to call the divine. You are a child of that. There is no wretch in you. It's love. And that's what we find when we go in there.
Yes. Underneath the mud and the muck and the blobs and all of that is our true divine essence.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's about getting down to that core and allowing that to be expressed through you.
Yes. Love it. And for those of us who want to be better at managing our energy and, you know, getting that boost and vitality back, can you share with us about your free gift?
Oh, sure. It's an energy management routine. I say that it's an energy management routine for sensitives. We're all pretty sensitive and much more so than we think we are. And what this will do is this is just another way to get to know yourself a little bit better. And it will help you start playing with the energy in your body, playing with the energy of the earth, and playing with the energy of the divine. And so it's a guide that will help you release energies that aren't serving you and pulling in energies that will serve you very, very well.
Mm. Love it. So I will put the link to it in the show notes so you guys can go ahead and sign up for her free gift on energy management visualization. Any final closing words that you want to share with us? Any other wisdom that's wanting to come out and play with us?
What I'm getting is the divine wants you to know how deeply and completely you are loved. You have no idea. We have very, very little idea of how completely we are loved. If you want to have any type of an idea, you can look at some of the near-death experiences and how they say there was so much love there. That'll give you an idea. But we don't have the comprehension at, you know, in this lifetime of what that really is. All we can do is pick it up for ourselves in this incarnation. But you are deeply, deeply, deeply loved and cherished.
Yes, indeed. God's love for us is so unfathomable. The deeper I go in meditation, the more I feel it. I've played this game with myself where I won't stop meditating until I get to a certain level of peace, until I get to that peace and love place. And sometimes it's fast, and sometimes it takes a few hours. And, you know, the benefit of doing those longer meditations and sticking with it, even when it, you know, there's restlessness or monkey mind, is because that love, that joy, that peace and bliss is so, so heavenly. It's truly heaven on earth. So stick with it, folks. Go deep. Connect with yourself. Connect with God. And you will be so incredibly happy that you did.
Agreed.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly, for being on the show today. Much love and blessings to all. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Tiff.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.